Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Today on the LA Report, forget about that summertime drive to Malibu along Topanga Canyon Boulevard. Caltrans has the boulevard closed all summer long. We'll tell you why. Pay raises, they're coming for LA city workers. And later, how to make sure your pregnancy goes exactly the way you want. It's Thursday, April 18th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Driving from the San Fernando Valley through the Santa Monica Mountains on Topanga Canyon Boulevard is sure a much prettier summertime trip to Malibu than fist-fighting your way along 405 traffic. It's too bad you won't be able to make that drive this summer. A landslide that slid onto Topanga Canyon Boulevard is still in the way, and LAist reporter Robert Garova says it's going to take all summer to clear it.
Workers have to do more than just clear mud off the road between PCH and Grandview Drive. They're also worried about a 10-foot boulder above the roadway with a huge crack in it and ongoing hillside instability. Jim Medina is a Caltrans spokesperson.
Water continues to seep out from underneath the dirt, mud, and rock, indicating the mass may move at a given moment.
Caltrans says the landslide last month that led to these closures is twice as big as a nearby one that happened in the 1940s. I'm Robert Garova.
Our relentless rain not only pushed mud and rocks onto Topanga Canyon Boulevard, it pushed a good portion of a bluff in San Clemente onto part of the northern end of the beach trail that runs about a mile north and south of the San Clemente Pier. Now, part of that trail is open again after a two-month closure, but not the Mariposa Bridge that parallels the railroad tracks there. It got shoved out of place by the sliding bluff, and it's still closed. A $15 million deal to keep rent low for some tenants at Chinatown's Hillside Villa Apartments comes back before the LA City Council tomorrow. It calls for the city to pay the owner of the apartments millions of dollars in rent subsidies. It also requires some tenants who owe back rent to pay it in monthly installments. The Hillside Villa Apartments are in Eunice Hernandez City Council District. She's looked over the deal, and she's worried that tenants who own back rent can't afford it.
Key among them are the current stipulations that would require back rent payments to be collected right away. It is extremely unlikely that these low-income families will be able to pay the back rent on top of their monthly rent.
Hillside Villa tenants are asking the city to change the rent debt forgiveness plan. They also want the city to buy the property. The landlord, though, says it's not for sale. LA City workers are getting a pay raise thanks to new contracts the City Council approved yesterday. Details from LA's producer Libby Rainey.
Custodians, gardeners, librarians, and tens of thousands of city workers will now make a minimum wage of $20 an hour. And that number will go up to $25 by 2026. The city will also expand parental leave for affected city workers to 12 weeks and double sick leave payouts.
The raises are aimed at holding on to city workers in Los Angeles. They also come as City Hall faces a $476 million budget deficit. This week, LA Mayor Karen Bass said she will fill that budget deficit largely by eliminating vacant jobs in city departments. When we come back, how to make sure your pregnancy goes exactly the way you want it to.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Here's an unsettling stat. In Los Angeles County, black mothers and their babies face worse outcomes than other races. So if you're an Angeleno and you're pregnant, how can you make sure you have the healthy pregnancy you deserve? LA's producer Stephanie Ritopper has our story.
During Black Maternal Health Week, I asked people to share some wisdom for parents-to-be. Many said, slow down. Astra Marie has a seven-month-old.
The main thing is take time to take care of your body. Take time and just be gentle with your body and give your body grace.
Another theme was persistence. Rhonda Clayton of Cinemom says,
you are your advocate. You are your baby's advocate. You might not be hurt the first time. You may not be hurt the second time. But if you keep making yourself seen and heard, there will be some changes.
Sometimes it helps just to know that many people before you have also done this. I'm Stephanie Ritopper.
Japanese cinema and LA history meet this weekend in Los Angeles with the arrival of the Art of Benshi World Tour. Now, Benshi performers are part of a century-old tradition. They narrate and interpret Japanese silent films as they play on the screen. In the early 1900s, you could watch a film narrated by Benshi in Los Angeles, Torrance, Gardena, wherever there was a sizable Japanese community. UCLA Japanese literature professor Michael Emmerich organized the Benshi tour.
Kind of a part of Little Tokyo history and of Los Angeles history that almost no one knows, which is one of the reasons that it's such a special thing to have a chance to experience it as a result of this tour.
The Benshi will perform downtown tomorrow at the United Theater. It used to be the theater at Ace Hotel. On Saturday and Sunday, the Benshi moved to UCLA's Hamra Museum, and we have details at LAist.com. 82 games plus a play-in tournament win for the Lakers have brought us to this, the start of the NBA playoffs for the Los Angeles teams. Well, the Lakers go first. They'll open a first-round best-of-seven series Saturday evening in Denver against the defending NBA champion Nuggets. You might remember the Nuggets swept the Lakers out of the Western Conference Finals last season in four straight. They also beat the Lakers three straight times this season. The Clippers open their series Sunday afternoon in L.A. against the Dallas Mavericks. Clippers beat the Mavericks 2 out of 3 during the regular season, but they haven't played each other since December, so, you know, who knows? Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Whatley brings you the L.A. Report AM edition. The L.A. Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor, Catherine Mailhouse, the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.